Blog Talk Radio.
It's a salute to Reverend Clay Evans, Dr. Ludella Evans Reed, and Fellowship Musical History. Let's go. Woo!
such a blast. But you know, I was thinking the other day about this. We like to receive blessings, but we forget about who the blessings come from. We will receive gifts, get excited about the gifts, but forget to thank the giver. And you know, I'm blessed. You are blessed. We are blessed. But I like the way that David put it in the 103rd Psalm. The other day said, oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then he repeats it. So oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all, I say all, wow, all that within me, bless the Lord. He said, for he forgives us of our iniquities. I'm blessed. He heals my body. I'm blessed. Can I get a witness? Shake somebody's hand and say, I don't know about you, but the Lord been good to me. Yeah. But I heard David say, he renewed my strength like an eagle. When he blesses you, you feel like praising him. Is there anybody here? If you talk about he put food on your table, put clothes on your back, I'm blessed.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I want to say Happy Thanksgiving to everyone that will listen to this program, whether archives are listening in right now, in your car, at home, in your easy chair, preparing your dinner, or whatever, but I just wanted to come on today and say Happy Thanksgiving. You know, today, before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise should continually be in my mouth. Lord, I just thank you for this day, not just one special day on the calendar, but I thank you for being good and gracious to me. I thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing. Thank you for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way. Thank you that I had my life, health, and strength this morning. I just thank you because somebody didn't wake up this morning, Lord. But I thank you for the activity of my limbs, dear Heavenly Father. I give you praise this morning, and I give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. You know, just for a few moments today, just to take you away from the stove a little while, just to think about how much we can thank God for. You know, Thanksgiving is a celebration of the giver and the gift. How often do you say thanks? Just think about it. In the course of a day, how often do you really say thank you, Lord? Do you think about he woke you up this morning? You can say, thank you, Lord. Did you, you know, you think about it, he put food on your table. Did you stop to say, thank you, Lord? You had a roof over your head. Did you take time to just say, thank you, Lord? You know, your children are doing okay. They're not in jail. They're not on the street with crack cocaine or these other drugs. Did you think to say this morning, thank you, Lord? Just think about those that have a job. You didn't get a pink slip on yesterday. Did you think to say, thank you, Lord? You know, think about it. You didn't wake up in the hospital this morning. Did you tell God, thank you? Phone this morning that I can just say all this stuff to you this morning because I'm steadily giving him praise on this end of the line. And I can say, thank you, Lord, for having a phone to talk on, to have money in your pocket. Some of you got money in the bank. Some of you got money stored away somewhere. Can't you say, thank you, Lord? Everybody can't say that this morning. I could go on and on and on. But just think, how good been to you just for the type out this and to be on the blog talk today. I'm thanking God. You know, when you think about Thanksgiving, think about praise. Praise and thanksgiving are the greatest weapon at your disposal. They are a two-edged sword on the lips of the army of God. You read in Proverbs 18 and 21, say, death and life are in the power of the tongue. When you choose praise, you choose life. Praise brings life. Complaining leads to compromise. Compromise leads to corrupt, and corrupt leads to collapse. So why can't you just thank God this morning? Just give him a praise. No matter if you got a turkey, ham, roast, or whatever on your table, say thank you, Lord. If you got a peanut butter jelly sandwich, say thank you, Lord. Because there's somebody you're going to meet today. Somebody going to be standing up with a sign today. Throughout the world, not only in the city I'm living, throughout the world, those listening in or men listening in on the archive, you may even have a family member strung out there on drugs, don't know where they are, wondering will somebody give them a meal today? Did somebody give them a meal yesterday? Will somebody give them a meal tonight? Just that one day, it's every day that God wake us up. Just think about someone didn't wake up this morning, but you did. And you can say, thank you, Lord. You may not have everything you want right now, but you can still give God the praise this morning. You can say, thank you, Lord. I thank you for the overflow, Lord. I thank you for the praise. You know, our praise bless the Lord because it focuses our attention on him and not us. It's not just the clapping, the dancing, and singing that bless the Lord, but the faith, feel words we say that bless him. I'm reminded every day to watch what I say, the words I say. I want to say, thank you, Lord. I don't want to complain. I don't want to be gossiping. I don't want to be backbiting. I don't want to be doing nothing other than giving him the praise. You know, praise and thanksgiving are to be expressed in our homes, on the job, throughout our everyday life. You know, one of the things, we must lay a foundation of praise and thanksgiving in the good times of life, not just during the season of trials. David was a man well acquainted with the tactic of warfare. And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth. You know, God wants us to take up residence in a house constantly flowing in praise and thanksgiving to him. If we do this, then during times of trouble, we need not have to seek him. He will already be there. See, if you already giving him praise every day, it's not going to hurt you to say automatically when you see something. Automatically when you open your mouth, you're going to be saying, God, I thank you. You're raising your hands and rubbing. You're opening your mouth. You know, clapping is good. Shouting is good. Stomping your feet is good. But he like to hear from your lips when you open your mouth, God, I thank you. Not for what you just do it, but I thank you, God, that I'm still in the land of the living. You know, another thing I want to bring to your attention. Learn to worship God in the midnight hour. Don't you know when you're going through something and in the midnight hour, God inhabit, dwell in the praise of his people? But thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the praise of Israel. Praise and thanksgiving relieve the authority of God. into our lives as we exalt him. Not nobody else, but exalt God. Thanksgiving says to God, sit down upon the throne I built for you. Take the weapons of my praise in your hand and destroy my enemies and break the power of the evil and the devil from my life. You know, as we praise and thank God, we build his throne a little higher in our lives. It doesn't matter what situation you're facing today. We all are facing some type of situation. It is not bigger than the throne of God. It remains for us to exalt him in our life. You see, I could have used an excuse today. Well, my voice is not too good. I'd be like Moses. You know, I stutter. Or, you know, I'm having this and that. If you're going to give God thanks, you're going to turn it over to God, because you know why you praising God and you lifting him up. Don't you know whatever situation you have would be cleared up when you finish praising him and come to yourself and say, well, wait a minute. No, that's gone. God have already taken that. You know, when we build him a throne of praise and thanksgiving, we are giving him lordship, a place of dominion in our lives. You know, relationship with God will take us the distance. It make all the difference. An attitude of worship springs from our heart, expressing praise and thanksgiving for the wonderful relationship we desire with him. Today I'm going to ask you, where are you today in your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yahweh Yahshua? Are you spending time praising and thanking God, or are you sitting down complaining, feeling sorry for yourself? You know, it's not easy to just wake up in the morning and start praising the Lord in our home, but where there is no piano, no drums, no trumpet. But that is what we need to do. It is just as important as our worship in the church. When you get up for your prayer time in the morning, you should come to God with, God, I thank you, with hands lifted up toward heaven, your head lifted up, because he's up. He ain't down. He's up. And raise your head up and say, God, I thank you. You watched over me last night. The angels encamped around my bedside. I thank you. I have the activity in my life where I could get on my knees or I could stand up. I could open my mouth and speak. Somebody want to speak today and can't speak. Somebody want to give God praise. Laying in a hospital, laying in a nursing home, laying in hospital. It's somebody behind prison wall in a 2x2 or 4x4, and it's you and them. And all they have to do is lift their hands, open their mouth, and give you praise. You have the keys. You can unlock that cell. You can unlock and break the chains off of their minds today. You know, we express your praise to God. Today, why are you thinking of the meal and stuff you're going to eat? Write down what you are thinking and thanking God for, and thanking God for, praising him for today. You know, it might just be a few lines, or when you get through praising God, you're going to find you got a whole page of stuff that you're thanking God for, and you didn't even repeat. Everything you wrote down is something different. It doesn't matter how long it is. What matters is that you express your heart before the Lord, praising God and praising. Then watch what happens as you build a throne of praise to your God. The mountains will move on your behalf. Just think about that. You know, praising is not only singing and clapping your hands and dancing before the Lord, but it's a lifestyle of thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving is more than once a year event, like I said earlier. Thanksgiving should take place every day of your life. It is the natural expression of a heart filled with praise. You know, every day you should be offering thanksgiving unto God for what he has done. Not what you have done, what he has done. If you will make this a lifestyle, it will build your faith, create miracles that glorify God. You know, as I was thinking about that, getting ready for this particular show being Thanksgiving, You know, there's a different spirit in praise today. It is furious, jealous, and energized by the strong conviction of people. You know, who know that they know their God. We no longer have to be satisfied with yesterday's songs about tomorrow's blessing. We can have the blessings of God right now. If we truly know Him and worship Him with a heart overflowing with thanksgiving and praise, you know, your praise and worship of God is a very personal subject. If you put the trust in this, what I'm telling you today, into action, your life will be changed. And to where you can express His presence is through praise and worship. You know, the word say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. The more you praise Him, the more the blessings come. So try it today. Even when you get your family around the table or sitting in the living room or wherever you may be today, start celebrating God with thanksgiving. He is the giver. He's the one that gives the gift. So start celebrating your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, because He is truly, truly worthy. I'm not going to keep you long today, but I just want to give you a little tidbit on some of the things, not all of the things, but just some of the things people should be thanking God for today. A job, health and strength, food on their table, clothes on their back, but thank God for salvation. Thank God for joy. Thank God for peace. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for long-suffering. Ah, thank God for patience. You have so much, each and every one of you all that's listening with the sound of my voice. You have so much to thank God for today, because God is good and kind and loving. A thankful heart plays a role in maturing of our faith. You know how we thank God, who gives us victory over sin and death through Jesus Christ our Lord, for victory that He give us in Christ. Thank God for His Son that died on the cross for us. A gift too wonderful for words, for God's Son, Jesus. You know, devote yourself to an alert mind and a thankful heart for answered prayer. But if you never open your mouth, how are you going to get those prayers answered? Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His goodness today. Let the whole world know what He has done for you. You know, praise the Lord. The word of God says in Psalm 111, 1 and 2, I will praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with His godly people. You know, how amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in Him should ponder them, to let others know how wonderful God is. Always give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus, Yahweh Yahshua. Let your lives overflow with thanksgiving for all He has done for you and your family. Because thanksgiving keeps our mind on Christ and our thoughts on others. Just think about it today. Even when you go through Psalms, just about every other Psalm in the Word of God is say, thank you. Oh, magnify the Lord. Oh, I praise you. I give you glory. Just think about it. When you read Psalms, it's in the Word of God. I will exalt you. You're going to give ear to the Lord. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Just think about it. How you can go right to the song. I praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Just think about it. Start reading Psalm and tell me, won't you get happy all by yourself on just thanking Him? You don't have to be in the building to thank God. You can do it right there in your bed, right there in your easy chair, right at your dining room table, right in front of your computer, you can just start thanking God that you got light, you can see, that you got eyes, that you can see, that you got ears, that you can hear, that you got hands and feet, that you can touch, you can walk. When you get through thanking God, you know you're going to have about 10 or 20 pages just thanking God, and you haven't repeated that one thing. You have constantly continued to say, God, I thank you for being God all by yourself. Well, you know, it's coming to a close of our show for today. But I just want to tell you, while you all are sitting around getting ready to eat or getting ready to just have a good time, the giver, and thanking God today, don't forget the gift that the giver give you on celebration. As you sit around today, eating, drinking, give God the praise. Because if it had not been for him, where would you be today? And what would you have if it had not been for him? So today, as I leave the line, but not before God's presence, just remember, give God the praise today. Let him know how much you love him. Let him know how much you care. Let him know how much the things he's been doing for you, that you thank him. And just remember, I love you, and so do God. And until next week, have a blessed, blessed Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. Bye-bye.